ears. This is RFD.
Alert! 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It is time once again for the Stephen Roy Show, and yes, I am he. I am the Stephen Roy. It's already March 16th, 2024. Can you believe that? Lots of great stuff scheduled to happen this year, including a fishing trip on the Gulf of Mexico. I've been fishing since I was a kid. So excited about that. Going to San Antonio for a long weekend. Never been there. Driven through it once, but never been there. Of course, you got to see the Alamo. Remember the Alamo? I will not forget the Alamo. I'm so proud to be a Texan. I told you on a previous show, I asked Dee, when am I a Texan? And she said, never, because you weren't born here. But not long ago, she said, guess what? You married a Texan, that makes you a Texan. So now I'm officially a Texan. That's awesome. I love it here. I love West Texas. Hey, I don't care if I get a multi-million dollar broadcasting contract tomorrow. I'm not leaving West Texas. So that's a message to you, Newsmax, Newsmation, Newsnation, and Newsmation. Whoever wants me out there, yeah, you're going to have to pay for it. It's going to take a multi-million dollar contract. And yes, I will continue working for you till I retire, which is, I don't know, 7-8 years. But it's going to be from West Texas. Now, Chris Salcedo, for example, he does a show from Dallas. They have numerous hosts that do shows from Texas, or at least appearances from Texas. With today's technology, you can broadcast from anywhere. Here we are in a studio in West Texas at an undisclosed location, and I broadcast to you every week. So we got a rant to do, let's rant, and then I've got some great music to play for you. No, it's not new, but one in particular is new for me, and the first time I heard it, I cried, because it's the story of my life. So I'll play that for you here shortly, but first, let's rant on the Rumble Rant. Coffee, nummy. All right, let's do the rantage. So I'm getting in position. If you haven't watched it, watch it on the Rumble. You can see the link to it at Stephen Roy Radio. That's where I am on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. You know, when I first started, I had a handful of friends like Dish Nut Pat. Thank you for broadcasting the show on Radio Free Dish Nuts. And now I have 4,352. Now, a lot of them are bots, I'm sure. You know, I was really amazed that Elon Musk has like 1,000 different profiles. Did you know that? It's incredible. I watched the launch of the Starship. What was that? Was it Friday? I don't even remember now. Thursday or Friday, whenever it was awesome. Watched it live. Yeah, I know. It was kind of small on my iPhone, but it was still huge. What a huge launch. Successfully putting the Starship in orbit is incredible. 33 Proton Dragon. I don't know. I don't remember what they call them, but the same motor that they use on X's rocket to go to space. I want to say Dragon, but that doesn't sound right. Anyway, the same rocket they use to launch to space with the Dragon capsule, with Starlink satellites, with other payloads. There's 33 of those on the Starship. Largest rocket ever launched. Way more, it's going to be multiple times more powerful than the Saturn V once those engines are upgraded just a smidge in. So it's incredible. So let's go ahead and do the rant. Let's do that. Here we go. Welcome to the Stephen Roy Rumble Rant for the 16th of March 2000. 24, yes, that's my name. My name really is Stephen Roy. We got a good rant for you today. So I hope you've been having a good week. It's great to be with you here from my studio in an undisclosed location in West Texas. I was saying on the podcast, you know, it doesn't matter if I get a multi-million dollar broadcasting contract tomorrow. I'm still going to do the show from West Texas. Yes, I will. Chris Salcedo from Newsmax broadcast from, I think, the Metroplex area. There are several hosts that appear on Newsmax from West Texas. With today's technology, you can broadcast from anywhere. So it doesn't matter if it's Newsmax or if it's News Nation or whoever wants to sign a multi-million dollar contract with me, I'm still going to broadcast from West Texas because I do love it here. It truly is God's country. And as I mentioned on the podcast, I asked D once, hey, when do I become a Texan? You know, June 1st, it'll be 7 years that I've been in West Texas. When do I become a Texan? And D said, never. You weren't born in Texas, so you'll never be a Texan. I'm like, wow, really? So if I live here like 50 years, I'm still not a Texan? And then recently D said, no, you married a Texan, so that makes you a Texan. So I'm a Texan by marriage, so what is that? What is that? Is that a naturalized Texan? Is that like am I a migrant? I'm a Texan migrant. God, if I hear that term again, I'm going to freaking scream. So let's go to the X and see what's happening at Stephen Roy Radio. You know, it's great to see videos that are posted on the tweeter. I'll tell you what, leftist Dems, all they can do is complain. All they can do is whine from mommy's basement. And, you know, that's what's great about the majority of this country are conservative. Whether you know that or not. And if you truly believe that the demented one got 81 million votes in 2020, well, I've got a bridge to Forest Hill to sell you because I'm telling you it didn't happen. Now, if you watch the election, the primary in Skankifornia has this weird-ass primary system where the top two candidates in an open primary then go to the general election. Well, the top two candidates were Steve Garvey and the Swifty pencil neck geek. That's right. That, you know, Adam Swift, the snifty one, the pencil neck pedophile. Yeah, he has supposedly won the primary, except that on the evening of the primary, Steve Garvey was ahead with over a million votes, and then magically the votes were flipped so that the pencil neck pedo got more votes than Steve Garvey, huh? How does that work? How did those votes just automatically become a fraud election? Huh, gee. Kind of like what happened on fraud election night 2020. But I won't believe my lying eyes. For example, Speaker Mike Johnson just released another 5,000 hours of video of 1-6. And what does the video prove? It proves there was an orchestrated false flag event on 1-6. That's what it proves. When you see undercover agents hanging out with the popo and they're BSing around behind the scenes in the hallways of the Capitol, well, then you know it was an orchestrated false flag event. And yet today, American patriots are still sitting in the gulag, the political prisoner gulag. That's right, you heard me right. What's a gulag? If you haven't seen the show about the Cold War and the bomb on the Flix, I highly recommend it. They were talking about the Soviet Union's gulag, which had camps all across the Soviet Union. How is it any different than Kanatistan arresting people because they didn't toe the company line, because they didn't bend the knee and kiss the ring of blackface baby Trudeau? People are ending up in jail for that, calling it hate speech in Canada. It's happening here in the United States. It's no different. It's a leftist gulag. When you can arrest American patriots just for speaking out, like the dude that got like 20 years for posting a meme in 2020's fraud election. How do you possibly go to jail for a meme?
It's called freedom of speech. Remember that? Remember that? We have freedom of speech. That's the First Amendment. Freedom of expression is the First Amendment, which also includes the freedom to worship as you please. I don't care if you worship a rock. Now, it's 3:16, it's March 16th, and I believe in my Lord Jesus Christ. And if you listen to the podcast, you'll hear a new song that made me cry because it's the story of my life. So, I have the right to worship any way I please. You do too. I don't care if you face East Mecca 5 times a day, as long as you don't hurt anybody. As long as you don't hurt anybody, as long as you don't incite a riot. Remember that term? Huh. But as long as... No. Wait. As long as you're a member of Black Liberals Matter or Antifa, you can riot all you want. No problem. Cackling Kabbalah will bail you out of jail if you get arrested for burning police cars or something else. Yeah, we have a double standard in this country. Yes, we do. All right, well, let's go back and look at the X. Allow myself to be distracted yet again. Beep, boop. Okay, let's see what we posted on the X today. So that was a great video. I haven't watched it yet from Laura Loomer. I'll have to check it out. Benny Johnson posted this. Hillary and Kill Bill supposedly sent billions in aid to Haiti through their shady foundation. Now the country has descended into utter civil war. So where did the $4.4 billion go that Hillary and Kill Bill, that the money they raised for Haiti, where did that go? No, it didn't go anywhere. It didn't leave the Hillary and Kill Bill Foundation. It went into the pockets of Hillary and Kill Bill. Let me tell you what they did for Haiti. They built a factory that was supposed to employ all these people, created like 12 jobs. And they built houses. Guess how many houses they built? Like a dozen. That's it. That's all they did for Haiti in exchange for receiving billions, billions in aid. What has happened to them? Absolutely nothing. As long as you're a leftist idiot, you can do whatever you want for the money. Let's get one thing clear. Hillary was not upset with Kill Bill for getting a Lewinsky. Hillary was upset because he was caught. That's why she was upset. Told you about in the 90s. In the 90s, I know I've said it on the show before. You may not have heard it on the Rumble rant. But in the 90s, I lived in Camden, South Carolina. And a family that I was friends with knew a lot of people in Arkansas. And in Arkansas, in Arkansas, it was common knowledge that Kill Bill was a philanderer and that Hillary was bi. And it was okay for Kill Bill to do anyone he wants as long as he was discreet. That was the agreement between Hillary and Kill Bill. He could do anyone he wants as long as he was discreet. So that's why Hillary was upset when Kill Bill got caught getting a Lewinsky in the Oval Office. That's why Hillary got mad, just because he got caught. Threw stuff at him and went ape-ess and everything else. Peter Sweeney posted this, and I did hear this in the news. Britain has banned puberty blockers for minors. And I think that's awesome. And let me tell you why. If you're a little kid, five, 6 years old, whatever, do you think your parents have a right to put you on drugs that will change your entire system in your body forever, that will destroy your reproductive system? Do you think your parents have that right to put you on drugs because they want you to be a different gender? No, they do not. Do you think when you're, say, I don't know, 10, 12 years old, do you think your parents have the right to cut off your breasts and do a double mastectomy? Do you think parents have that right? No, they do not. Likewise, if you're a 1 in a million person that's born with men's and women's genitalia, do your parents have the right to do a removadictomy? No, they do not. That's your right when you're an adult. So it is wrong to do genital mutilation. I don't care if it's because you're muzzy and you want to mutilate the genitals of a little girl. I don't care what the situation is. You do not have a right to genital mutilation. You do not have a right to put your children on Ritalin just because you think they're a little above average. Hey, that's why they're doing it. They put kids on Ritalin that are super intelligent because they don't want children to be special. They want children to be the same. Imagine putting people on drugs just because you want them to be the same as every other child. And if a child is super intelligent, well, he has ADHD and we've got to put him on drugs that will ruin his entire life. Yeah. No. You do not. You can't even give a child an aspirin without parental permission in school today. Yet it's okay to go behind the will of your parents and put you on puberty blockers? No, it is not. So I hail Britain, who has an invasion just like the bribe invasion here in the United States. Maybe they can make Londonistan London again. I'll believe it when I see it, but maybe they can. We shall see. Peter Sweden also posted this. Read about this in my article. I bring you the news that you won't hear in the mainstream media. No, that's not what I wanted to read. This is what I want to read. And this is Yeech. Norway is going against the cashless agenda of the WEF, the libtard world order dictators that want to dominate your life. There's a reason they want your society to be the entirely cashless. Now, in China today, if you say something against the government, you get a demerit on your social score. If your social score is low, you can't go anywhere or do anything. So to have a cashless society, they can take everything you have away. Why do you think they want you to have a brand new electric car? Boop! No car anymore. It's gone. They just shut it off. They don't like what you said. You can't go anywhere or do anything. Why do they want you to live in S-hole tenements instead of out in the country, instead of living in the suburbs? I'll tell you why. They can control you if you live in some S-hole apartment in some huge tenement in some S-hole big city. That's why they want 15-minute cities, so they can control you. You ever see Minority Report? That is the future if you allow these leftist idiots to continue down this path. Why do you think they want all electric houses? Why? Beep. They just shut your house off by the click of a mouse. No power, no water, no nothing. No electricity, no lights, no heat, no nothing. They don't want you to use gas. Well, you see, David, that hurts the environment. Gas. No, it does not. No, it does not. I'll tell you why. Because methane, no, not from cow farts, methane that seeps out of the ground is natural gas. It just comes right out of the ground. And it's the cleanest burning fossil fuel on the planet. That's why we should use gas to heat our home, to heat water in your water heater, to cook with on the stove. It's way more efficient than a power plant that must run on fossil fuel. Why? Why must it run on fossil fuel, Stephen? Tell you why. How do you think wind turbines work when there's no wind? When I drive around West Texas and I see wind turbines not spinning because there's no wind, that's not very efficient, is it? I see no sun. There's no solar power. Today it's like overcast with a slight mist of rain. With that kind of weather, even your little dish isn't going to work. Will not work. Wow. Maybe it's not very efficient. Huh. Oh, but wait. A big C-band dish will work with 18 inches of powder. 18 inches of powdery snow in them. And they still work. But the little dish won't work when it's massively overcast. Gee, one's more efficient than the other. We have a natural gas plant north of here in Abernathy. Yeah, it's not susceptible to no wind or no sun. There's always power. G. So my dream is to live if, when we win the Powerball tonight, we will get enough money to, one, do all the things that have been envisioned, all the visions that we have had of building a charity in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I can do that with that money if it's God's will. We can build a place outside of town in the country on solar and wind power, but we will have a generator backup because those things are not reliable. Yes, we can be off the grid with services like Starlink. You know, when Dee and I went on our honeymoon last August, the cruise ship we went on, Allure of the Seas, it had Starlink for internet, and it worked good. We had good internet. Oh, it's not free. You have to pay for it. I don't remember how much, $100 each for a week. But it worked great, and so we were not out of touch. You wouldn't have known I was on vacation because I had internet access. Now, I didn't do this show 1 week, but I still had internet access. Yes, we did. Awesomeness. Another U.S. embassy was lost under the demented one. That's right, the Bribin Slide House just had to close another embassy in Haiti, as we talked about earlier. Killary and Kill Bill did nothing for Haiti. And now there's mobs of cannibals eating people around Haiti. So what is the Bribin Slide House's plan? Well, they're probably going to just, you know, allow in a few million Haitians. I predict they're going to send them to Florida, and then there'll be mobs of cannibals going around Florida. Now, Governor DeSantis says he's not going to allow that in Florida. We shall see. I'm not going to hold my breath. Not going to hold my breath. Did you see this week? This is video of Bribin with his back to the camera. And he says to one of his 12-year-old aides, Can I take questions? And the aide says no. Actually, what the aide says is, can we take questions? And there's about 25 Karens that go apes and usher off all of the press. I S you not. I mean, it's just laughable. It's just laughable to watch the video and see how pathetic the demented one is. Now look, when he was first installed like a commode, I almost felt sorry for him. Almost, I didn't feel sorry for him in the basement Bribin campaign. If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. I didn't feel sorry for him long after he was immaculated and installed like a commode. No, I did not feel sorry for him because he's pathetic. There have been numerous White House reports, Slide House agents have reported that he is lost in the Slide House every day. It's like 50 first days in the Slide House because he doesn't know where he is. That's called dementia. If you can't remember where you were 1 minute from the next, that is dementia. Did you see him walking in Virginia or somewhere yesterday? I'm like, is this a scene from The Walking Dead? Oh, no, it's Bribin lost again. It's pathetic. And this is what I wrote to the RNC research Twitter feed. There is no way the demented one will be installed again like a commode without massive fraudulence. The RNC needs to stop it. Now, the good news is the RNC is being co-chaired, and one of the co-chairs is Lara Trump, and she is fighting hard to stop fraudulence. And they just announced, I think it was yesterday, that Scott Pressler is going to be helping in this campaign season to stop the fraud. That's great news, because this gentleman has traveled all over the United States and signed up hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who have defected to the Republican Party. Now tell me this. If President Trump gets 20% of the Hispanic vote and the African American vote and the Asian vote, there is no way that Bribin could be installed again like a commode. So the only way he can be installed is by massive fraud election. You think they won't do it again? They just did it in the primary in Skankafornia. Do you think French Laundry Gavi was not recalled in Skankafornia? I guarantee you there was fraudlection. Yes, there was. And there will be again. I will actually be surprised if they don't use massive fraudlection to install this zombie again, like a commode. Speaker Mike Johnson has made a big move, just releasing another 5,000 hours of video footage from 1-6. Now, the video proves that 1-6 was an orchestrated false flag event. Like I said before, when you see agents behind the scenes yucking it up with the popo from the Capitol popo, it's obvious that this was an orchestrated false flag event. If you don't know what a false flag event is, look it up for yourself. That's exactly what it was. But don't believe your lying eyes when you see the truth that this was massive fraudlection. You don't escort people into the Capitol. You don't unlock magnetically locked doors on purpose to allow people in unless this was an orchestrated false flag event. Linda posted a funny meme, and this meme shows people going to get their control of virus poison injection, then straight from there to the hospital, and then straight from the hospital back to get another control of virus poison injection. And it says, round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Do you think they're going to stop shooting up your children? Heck, they want to inject control of virus poison, and that's an mRNA DNA altering poison. They want to inject it into your food, into cows and pigs and chickens. Yes, they do. And you want to know why? It's to infect you. Now, I allowed myself to be injected 3 times, twice for the Pfizer and once for the booster. And it was a huge mistake, because I can tell you what right now, either from getting the control of virus anyway, after being injected with that poison, even from having the control of virus at least 3 times, or being injected by that poison, I do not have the immune system I used to have. I get sick on the regular. Never got sick like that before. Maybe once a year, I would get an upper respiratory thing. Now I'm getting sick regularly. And it's by design. Let me tell you why. This entire control of virus was released by China before the 20 fraud election by design. Let me tell you something. They don't even hide it anymore. The WEF. These people want to install libtard world order dictatorships, which is exactly what's going to happen again if you allow another installation of a zombie this November. It's exactly what's going to happen here in this country. You think that it's just a coinkydink that there's a bribe invasion, that over 10 million illegal aliens have been allowed in? Do you think it's a coinkydink that these young military age men are coming from countries like Venezuela that have emptied their prisons? Do you think it's a coinkydink that Haiti has emptied their prisons of thousands of criminals who are next going to come here? They're already preparing for it. I guarantee it. Do you think that's just a coinkydink? No, it's not. It's not a coinkydink. Do you think it's a coinkydink that Bill Gates and China are buying up farmland all over the planet? No, it's not a coinkydink. Do you think it's a coinkydink that they're burning food plants? Think it's a coinkydink that a brand new dairy with 16, 18,000 cows burned and killed all the cows in Dimmitt, Texas, just northwest of here? Do you think that's a coinkydink? No, it is not. They're trying to kill you. These leftist idiots actually say to your face, they want less than 500 million humans on this earth. What is there, like 7 or 8 billion humans now on this earth? Well, what's going to happen to the rest? They want you to die. Yes, they do. Oh, we don't want you to eat beef because cow farts hurt the environment. You really think that's true? No, it is not. We really want to cut down a bazillion trees
to put up solar farms.
Do you think that's better than the for the environment than oxygen? Because let me tell you what happens. Okay, the burning of fossil fuels creates carbon dioxide. What do plants breathe in? Carbon dioxide. When there's more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, plants thrive. They produce more oxygen. More oxygen is what we breathe. Animals thrive with more oxygen. Gee, I wonder why they want to make carbon dioxide a poison and stop it from being produced. Let's see. Humans breathe in oxygen, breathe out carbon dioxide. Plants breathe in carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen. Without plants, humans die. Starting to make sense now? Because that's exactly what's happening on the planet today. All right, we only got less than 4 minutes left in the Rumble rant today. So let me scroll back down since I keep allowing myself to get off. Oh, that. I haven't even gotten far down on at Steven Radio on the X today. So we lost another embassy. That's like 7 embassies. Now, under this bribing, pathetic slidehouse. Absolutely pathetic. Pathetic. Denmark has just expanded conscription to women. What does that mean? That means in Denmark, every man and woman is expected to serve in the military. Now, if you're a citizen of Israel, the IDF expects every man and woman to serve in the military. I think it's awesome. If it was up to me in the United States, every man and woman would be required to either A, serve in the military, or B, serve in the Peace Corps, like the California Conservation Corps. Now, I one time hooked up the cable television. They fed cable to the barracks at a California Conservation Corps compound, I don't know what else to call it, in Northern California. So that's mandatory. The problem with young people today is they don't work, they don't want to work, they feel entitled. They think they deserve $25 an hour to do nothing. To do nothing. No, you do not. You do not deserve $20 an hour to say, would you like fries with that? Those jobs have always been entry-level positions. In other words, you take that job while you're in high school, while you're in college, and then you work your way up to something else. They were never meant to be a job which can pay you a living wage, so you stay there forever. That's why it's called an entry-level job, because you don't have any skills. That's why you have an entry-level job. Now, when I started in this business, I was a dispatcher. My very first job ever, I worked for an auto parts store called Cal Auto, which was a chain in California. I don't even know if it's there anymore. I was paid $3.35 an hour. That was the minimum wage when I was 15, which would be, what year was that? 76, I was 10, so it would have been in the early 80s, 81, 81, 82. I don't even think I was 16 yet. I was paid $3.35 an hour. That's right, because when I was 15 and a half, I got my learner's permit, got a motorcycle license, and I rode a motorcycle to work. So I probably was 15 when I got my first real job. Now, when I first started in Cable Television in 1985 while I was in college, I made $8 an hour. So you see, I worked my way up through the business. Now I do telecommunications engineering, and obviously I make more because I've been doing it for over 30 years. People ask me, bots ask me on the X, how long have you been in broadcasting? Since 1999. That's when I started it was a technology show called Tech Stuff. That's how I started in broadcasting in public access television. I used to send tapes all over the country, literally videotapes. I used to make a master tape and then dub it to like 30 different videotapes, and I would mail them all around the nation. And then I found Radio Free Dish Nuts and the Wookiee Satellite Radio Network. That's how I moved from public access to something more. All right. Well, that's enough rant for today on the Rumble.
That's going to do it for me today. Hey, you have a great day. You have a great night. You have a great week. Yes. Now you have to. Beep. So that's it for that. We will upload that to the Rumble. And we will continue on the podcast. Now, today is 316, as I mentioned before. And I posted 316. If you have to read John 3:16 and 17. That's what I posted to the Rumble, and it is great. And, you know, I heard this song just the other day. It's not a new song, but it was new for me. And it was so great that it actually made me cry because it's the story of my life. Here's Corey Asbury with Kind on the Stephen Roy Show.
Sometimes marriages don't work. Sometimes babies die. Sometimes rehab turns to relapse, and you're left just asking why. And for all the prayers I've prayed, I still wonder if he's real. And if he is, how is he choosing who he does and doesn't heal? I've tried to run from Jesus. I've started holy wars. I've tried the patient waiting and the kicking down the doors. I've cursed his name in anger with my fist raised to the sky. And in return, all he's ever been is kind. And I burned my share of bridges. I learned to tuck my tail and run. I watched the wreckage in the rear view. All the crooked things I've done. And I know that he forgives me, but it's hard to forgive myself. I can't help but think amazing grace is for everybody else. I've tried to run from Jesus. I started holy wars. I tried the patient waiting and the kicking down. Return all he's ever been is kind. All he's ever been is kind. And I know I wasn't there, but when I look up at the cross, I see the darkest day in history, and I guess that's what kindness costs.
Never like this. This is RFD.
I've got a friend closer than a brother. There is no judgment. Oh, how he loves me. I've got a friend, and he is my strength. Is my portion with me in the valley, with me in the fire, with me in the storm. Let all my life testify. Hallelujah. We are not.
His mercy's enough. His grace is sufficient. So come if you need it, forgiveness or healing. His mercy's enough. Oh, and this is our.
Break every string. streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name.
while upon my got no direction. We're all playing the same game. We're all looking for redemption. Just afraid to say the name. So caught up now in pretending. What we're seeking is the truth. I'm just looking for a happy ending. All I'm looking for is you. Came upon the wave all the way. You're the reason I'm still here. Yeah. Am I the one you were sent to say? Came upon me wave all the way. I wandered out into the water. And I thought that I might drown. I don't know what I was after. I knew I was going down. That's when you found me. Not afraid anymore. She said, you know I always had you, baby. Just waiting for you to find what you were looking for. It came upon me.
R-A-A-A, bite me.
Denied.
No!
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
I am Cornholio.
I ledge of a plegiance of to the flag
of the United States of America.
And to the Republican for which in my hands
with puberty and nachos. Nacho for all. Quack, quack.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name? I want it. You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
Tamaga!
From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
It is hour number two. That's right, hour number two of the Stephen Roy Show. You know what that means? Yeah, you do. It means no ranting. The rant-free second hour, always, of the Stephen Roy Show. It is 3:16. And we got more good music for you. They have a record snowfall in the Sierra Nevada. Record snowfall in the Sierra Nevada. The Rockies have been blanketed with snow, covered with snow. There is snow all over the United States of America, especially in the north. You think it's global warming? Massive record snowfall, global warming? No, I do not think so. So let's start with this one from Zach Brown and James Taylor. Stuck in colder weather. We got rain here.
She take Colorado if he take her with her. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. At a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night is black as the coffee he was drinking. And then the waitress eyes he sees, the same old light is shining. He thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. Your lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you. I don't want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back here. When I close my eyes, I see you. No matter where I am, I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be together. And I can't wait till then. I can't wait till. Thank you.
Oh my God, RFD!
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew. She smiled up at me. Then she took my hand and we walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy. Flowers in her hair. She simply caught my eye.
I love the flower.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind.
Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone. All I had left. One little flower in my hand. But I knew she had made me happy.
She had
flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere. Was she reality or just a dream to me?
This is RFD.
Thank you. not wrong. If the wind is right, you can sail away and find serenity. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see.
A great song by Christopher Cross. You know he played right here in Lubbock, right here in West Texas. That's right. He played several shows at the Cactus Theater, historic theater here in Lubbock. Wish I would have went and seen him, but the shows were during the week. And until we win the lottery, I try to refrain from staying out past my bedtime during the week. Well, that's going to do it for me today. You know, I have great followers on the X and just got a few new followers that are actually rape survivors. That's right, sex trafficking survivors. God bless you. God bless you for surviving and becoming an advocate of such terrible things. This is what's happening in the bribe invasion. I know this is the rant-free second hour, but that's a byproduct of the bribe invasion. Now, I guarantee you. So I pray for all those that are suffering because of the bribe invasion and the criminals that are allowed to exist here in the United States today. I pray for you all. That's going to do it for me on today's show. Life is so short. You really, really need to love life while you're here. You really do. And so this is a great song. I believe it's actually by the Verve Pipe, but it was in the movie Steel Dragon. It's a great song. So I'll play it for you. Called We All Die Young. So you have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to.
Yeah! got plenty good loving. Ask me how I know, and I'll tell you so. You used to be my girl. I respect her when she was mine. I used to nick back to her.
For beauty queens and high school girls with clear skin smiles who married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew, and the Friday night charades of youth were spent on one more beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. Of us with ravaged faces, lacking in the social graces, desperately remained at home, inventing lovers on the phone who called to seek
come dance with me and murmur vague obscenities. It isn't all it seems at 17. A brown-eyed girl in hand-me-downs whose name I never could pronounce said, pity please the ones who serve, cause they only get what they deserve. The rich relation hometown queen marries into what she needs with a guarantee of company and haven for the elderly. So remember, sought to gain in debentures of quality, in dubious integrity. Their small town eyes will gape at you in dull surprise when payment due exceeds accounts received at 17.
Upstaging and there's upstaging. To those of us who knew the pain of Valentines that never came, and those whose names were never called, who in choosing sides for basketball, it was long ago and far away, and the world was younger than today, when dreams were all they gave for free to ugly duckling girls like me.